4. What is sin? Sin is insanity. It is the means by which the mind is driven mad and seeks to let illusions take the place of truth. And being mad, it sees illusions where the truth should be and where it really is. Sin gave the body eyes, for what is there the sinless would behold? What need have they of sights or sounds or touch? What would they hear or reach to grasp? What would they sense at all? To sense is not to know, and truth can be but filled with knowledge and with nothing else. The body is the instrument the mind made in its efforts to deceive itself. Its purpose is to strive. Yet can the goal of striving change? And now the body serves a different aim for striving. What it seeks for now is chosen by the aim the mind has taken as replacement for the goal of self-deception. Truth can be its aim as well as lies. The senses then will seek instead for witnesses to what is true. Sin is the home of all illusions, which but stand for things imagined, issuing from thoughts that are untrue. They are the proof that what has no reality is real. Sin proves God's Son is evil. Timelessness must have an end. Eternal life must die. And God Himself has lost the Son He loves, with but corruption to complete Himself, His will forever overcome by death, love slain by hate, and peace to be no more. A madman's dreams are frightening, and sin appears indeed to terrify. And yet what sin perceives is but a childish game. The Son of God may play he has become a body, prey to evil and to guilt, with but a little life that ends in death. But all the while his Father shines on him and loves him with an everlasting love, which his pretenses cannot change at all. How long, O Son of God, will you maintain the game of sin? Shall we not put away these sharp-edged children's toys? How soon will you be ready to come home? Perhaps today? There is no sin. Creation is unchanged. Would you still hold return to heaven back? How long, O Holy Son of God, how long? Lesson 251. I am in need of nothing but the truth. I sought for many things and found despair. Now do I seek but one. For in that one is all I need, and only what I need. All that I sought before I needed not, and did not even want. My only need I did not recognize, but now I see that I need only truth. In that all needs are satisfied, all cravings end, all hopes are finally fulfilled, and dreams are gone. Now have I everything that I could need. Now have I everything that I could want. And now, at last, I find myself at peace. And for that peace, our Father, we give thanks. What we denied ourselves, you have restored, and only that is what we really want. Lesson 252. The Son of God is my identity. Myself is holy beyond all the thoughts of holiness of which I now conceive. Its shimmering and perfect purity is far more brilliant than is any light that I have ever looked upon. Its love is limitless, with an intensity that holds all things within it in the calm of quiet certainty. Its strength comes not from burning impulses which move the world, but from the boundless love of God Himself. How far beyond this world myself must be, and yet how near to me and close to God. Father, You know my true identity. Reveal it now to me who am Your Son, that I may waken to the truth in You and know that heaven is restored to me. Lesson 253. Myself is ruler of the universe. It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself. Even in this world, it is I who rule my destiny. What happens is what I desire. What does not occur is what I do not want to happen. This must I accept. For thus am I led past this world to my creations, children of my will, in heaven where my holy self abides with them and Him who has created me. You are the self whom You created, Son, creating like Yourself and one with You. Myself, which rules the universe, is but Your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to Yours, that it may be extended to itself. Lesson 254. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Father, today I would but hear Your voice. In deepest silence I would come to You to hear Your voice and to receive Your word. I have no prayer but this. I come to You to ask You for the truth. And truth is but Your will, which I would share with You today. Today we let no ego thoughts direct our words or actions. When such thoughts occur, we quietly step back and look at them, and then we let them go. We do not want what they would bring with them, and so we do not choose to keep them. They are silent now, and in the stillness, hallowed by His love, God speaks to us and tells us of our will as we have chosen to remember Him. Lesson 255. This day I choose to spend in perfect peace. It does not seem to me that I can choose to have but peace today. And yet my God assures me that His Son is like Himself. Let me this day have faith in Him who says, I am God's Son, and let the peace I choose be mine today bear witness to the truth of what He says. God's Son can have no cares and must remain forever in the peace of heaven. In His name I give today to finding what my Father wills for me, accepting it as mine, and giving it to all my Father's sons along with me. And so, my Father, would I pass this day with You. Your Son has not forgotten You. The peace You gave Him still is in His mind, and it is there I choose to spend today. Lesson 256. God is the only goal I have today. The way to God is through forgiveness here. There is no other way. If sin had not been cherished by the mind, what need would there have been to find the way to where You are? Who would still be uncertain? Who could be unsure of who He is? And who would yet remain asleep in heavy clouds of doubt about the holiness of Him whom God created sinless? Here we can but dream. But we can dream we have forgiven Him in whom all sin remains impossible, and it is this we choose to dream today. God is our goal. Forgiveness is the means by which our minds return to Him at last. And so, our Father, would we come to you in your appointed way. We have no goal except to hear your voice and find the way your sacred word has pointed out to us. Lesson 257. Let me remember what my purpose is. If I forget my goal, I can be but confused, unsure of what I am, and thus conflicted in my actions. No one can serve contradicting goals and serve them well, nor can he function without deep distress and great depression. Let us therefore be determined to remember what we want today, that we may unify our thoughts and actions meaningfully and achieve only what God would have us do this day. Father, forgiveness is your chosen means for our salvation. Let us not forget today that we can have no will but yours, and thus our purpose must be yours as well, if we would reach the peace you will for us. Lesson 258. Let me remember that my goal is God. All that is needful is to train our minds to overlook all little senseless aims and to remember that our goal is God. His memory is hidden in our minds, obscured but by our pointless little goals which offer nothing and do not exist. Shall we continue to allow God's grace to shine in unawareness while the toys and trinkets of the world are sought instead? God is our only goal, our only love. We have no aim but to remember Him. Our goal is but to follow in the way that leads to you. We have no goal but this. What could we want but to remember you? What could we seek but our identity? Lesson 259. Let me remember that there is no sin. Sin is the only thought that makes the goal of God seem unattainable. What else could blind us to the obvious and make the strange and the distorted seem more clear? What else but sin engenders our attacks? What else but sin could be the source of guilt, demanding punishment and suffering? And what but sin could be the source of fear, obscuring God's creation, giving love the attributes of fear and of attack? Father, I would not be insane today. I would not be afraid of love, nor seek for refuge in its opposite. For love can have no opposite. You are the source of everything there is, and everything that is remains with you, and you with it. Lesson 260. Let me remember, God created me. Father, I did not make myself, although in my insanity I thought I did. Yet as your thought, I have not left my source, remaining part of who created me. Your Son, my Father, calls on you today. Let me remember you created me. Let me remember my identity. And let my sinlessness arise again before Christ's vision, through which I would look upon my brothers and myself today. Now is our source remembered, and therein we find our true identity at last. Holy indeed are we, because our source can know no sin, and we who are His sons are like each other and alike to Him.